Well, it's Friday. Time for an end-of-the-week check on Lansing with our political commentators. Ken Sikkema is a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the Michigan State Senate. T.J. Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm in Lansing. All right, gentlemen, last week I suggested next time we talk about something other than finding a way to fix the state's roads. And yet here we are about to talk about the latest news about the legislature and the governor and the struggle to find a way to fix the roads. So I guess the latest news is that House Minority Leader Democrat Christine Gregg basically says Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's proposed 45-cent fuel tax increase is basically dead. Ken Sikkema, any surprises there?
No, I'm not surprised about that. I guess I'm a little surprised that the media thinks that kind of pronouncement is news. I mean, when the governor proposed it late last winter, I think everybody around Lansing and in Lansing suspected that, you know, it's not going to end up happening. It's not going to be 45 cents. And that's why I say I'm not surprised, but I don't think it's particularly newsworthy. I mean,
Well, is that basically her way of throwing out, here's a goal, now find a plan?
I think that's where we're at. We're in the same spot we were in late last winter when she first announced it. If that isn't it, then what is it?
TJ, Representative Gregg says Democrats in the House are working with the Republicans so everyone is, quote, putting some skin in the game. House Speaker Republican Lee Chatfield says he's optimistic. What's that all mean for the governor?
Ken's right. You know, we're kind of in the same space that we were back in the wintertime. And I think that probably for citizens, that's not necessarily encouraging in terms of having their lawmakers work for them in Lansing. There's a lot of conversations going on behind the scenes. There's a lot of discussion, obviously. But I think the governor, to her credit, put her reputation on the line saying the 45 cents gas tax solves the problem. We could implement this overnight, but this is the magnitude of the problem that we have in front of us. Let's get to that point. I don't ever think it was a all or nothing. I mean, this governor has said sort of publicly, or at least alluded to the fact that she's willing to horse trade and willing to make a deal here to address our problem. But there are some things that are sacrosanct for her. Obviously, I think she's come around more on teacher pensions to say that those won't be touched, or there are things that she will not do. But I do think that the dialogue is still very much alive in Lansing, which is good. I wish they would have got to it sooner than now.
There's 1 month to the deadline to reach a budget agreement. Governor Whitmer responded to the Republican allegation that she's holding the budget hostage. Basically, she said, me? It's not me.
But it's time for the Republican-led legislature to get serious, to get back to work, to stop screwing around, and to get it done.
So who's screwing around here, Ken?
Well, the Republicans, it's not Governor Whitmer who tied roads to the budget issue. Republicans actually did that a few years ago when, for the first time in history, they started using the general fund to help fund roads. So the road discussion or the road issue is intricately tied up with the budget. Neither side can avoid that anymore. You know, it's easy to say what you're against and vote no. It's a lot harder to say what you're for and vote yes. And we simply, both Republicans and Democrats, a legislature and a governor, have got to get to yes on both the budget and fixing the roads.
TJ, clock's ticking. What has to happen?
I think that's the major stumbling block right now. I think that Governor Whitmer is frustrated by the lack of progress. I think that she's frustrated that she has to do her due diligence now and let state departments know and that there could be a potential shutdown, and they have to go through the machination of, you know, shutdown planning at a time where they don't have the necessary resources to commit to it that they want to. I think she's frustrated by Republicans and maybe even the House Minority Leader not being able to be at the table. I think she's felt like she's at the table by herself wanting to make a deal, and no one sort of formally is stepping up to demonstrate that there is some urgency here. And with 30 days before the budget is done, I continue to be concerned that we don't have things on paper. And even if, let's pretend next week they came up with some sort of, you know, deal, it still takes time to draft the bills, to get them through the process. And I do think at the end of the day, we're going to be on pins and needles right until the end, which is what nobody wanted. Certainly the governor didn't want that in the beginning.
TJ Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm in Lansing. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the Michigan State Senate. Gentlemen, have a great Labor Day weekend.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Lester.